This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Still some empty space available here at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School for this regional matchup, as we are about ready for the opening tap. However, it is loud in this gymnasium. These Lancer fans, and Wildcat fans for that matter, ready to erupt here. And we are underway as the ball is tipped into the backcourt for Lincolnwood, and the Lancers will control the opening possession. Sean Goble bringing up the floor for the Lancers. Lincolnwood without a couple of regular starters for tonight's game. As head coach Matt Milberg said, the Lancers are dealing with a flu bug this evening. And here's a shot from the baseline. No good. That attempt by Devin Brown. Rebound tipped around. We're going to have our first held ball of the evening. And possession arrow favors Mount Olive. Sam Herman and Cole Sidwell, normally starters for Lincolnwood, not in the starting lineup tonight, but they will play, says Coach Milberg. They'll play in spurts. Again, under the weather in that locker room for the Lancers. Lincolnwood in a bit of a zone defense here to start this game, and here's Mount Olive. This is Ashton Pfeiffer with it for the Wildcats. He hands it off. No, he'll keep it himself, looking for a cutting man. Now gets it back over to Adam Knowles. Knowles at the volleyball line over to Caleb Butts. The long three, NBA range, no good. Off the back iron, and rebound to the Lancers. This is Goble pushing the tempo. He fires ahead to Will Jenkins, and a foul called. Who are they going to get it to? It's going to be on Blake Schell, his first. That's the first foul on Mount Olive this half as Evan Hopper throws it in for the Lancers. Hopper, good touch pass down low now. Now it's over to the left wing. And Jenkins with it. Over to Goble, a three, top of the key, and the Lancers are on the board, leading this one 3-0 early. Under 7 minutes remaining in the first quarter, 3-0 Lincolnwood. Mount Olive with the ball. This is Pfeiffer with it. Pfeiffer picks up his dribble. Now he's in trouble, has to bounce pass over to Trent Markicic. Markicic passes over to Knowles now. Zone defense applied here by the Lancers. You've already heard three games here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations this evening from a pair of different regionals, from Nokomis and then from Gillespie. And here's a long three by Mount Olive, no good. That was Trent Markicic who fired it up, not able to connect, and Lincolnwood with the board. Here's Hopper with it for the Lancers at the volleyball line. Picks up his dribble, and now passing around the floor. Now over to Hopper, top of the arc. Good ball movement here. This is Goble, another three. It's off back iron, no good. Rebound tipped around. Mount Olive has it, and they lose it right away. Lincolnwood with it. Devin Brown can't find it. He loses it, and Caleb Butts picks it up. Wildcats pushing the tempo here. Here's Pfeiffer. Passes over to Markicic. Back to Pfeiffer. Now over to Blake Schell. Now gets Butts behind the arc. Over to Pfeiffer, and a ball knocked away. Evan Hopper tries to save it, and he does. Goble with it now for the Lancers. Lincolnwood pushing the tempo. No, it's going to be Goble at the other end. He's got all 5 points. 5-0 Lancers. 5.5 left in the first quarter. Lincolnwood wants to advance in this ball game, or in this regional tournament. Here's a layup to stop the bleeding momentarily by Trent Markicic. It's 5-2. The Wildcats are on the board. Here's Hopper. Good ball movement here by the Lancers. Jenkins, corner three, thought about it. Now he's going to pick up his dribble. Now he's in trouble. And we've got a foul called on Mount Olive just after they could have called a held ball, but it is a foul on Mount Olive, and who'd they get it with? They're going to call Adam Knowles with his first. First substitution of the ball game. This one goes to Lincolnwood. It's Braxton Schmedeke. He comes in for Devin Brown. Lincolnwood will substitute a lot in this game, more than likely, although with the flu going around, it could be limited as opposed to what we're normally seeing. On any average day, they would substitute a lot. They have a very deep team, one of the deepest that head coach Matt Milberg has ever had. And here's a good layup down low by Jaden Walker. It's 7-2, Lancers on top by 5. Markicic bringing it up the floor. Dribbles to his left, passes to Ashton Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now over to Schell. Schell back to Pfeiffer, top of the arc. Thought about three, but he picked up his feet, and a travel called on the Wildcats. Shuffled his feet just a little bit too much there, and the turnover on the Wildcats. Goble bringing up the floor for Lincolnwood. Mount Olive in a zone defense, a 1-2-2 wide, 1-2-2 zone here. And this is Schmedeke. Now over to Goble, down low to Jaden Walker, fires the layup. It's no good, rebound to Mount Olive. Adam Knowles brings it down for the Wildcats. Looking for Caleb Butts. Butts with it. The only senior in the starting lineup for Mount Olive. Here's a steal by Evan Hopper. He tries to push the tempo, lost the ball, and gets it back and lays it up and in. Evan Hopper on the board. It's now 9-2 Lincoln Wood. Here's Pfeiffer with it for the Wildcats. Gets it across the timeline, looking for an open man. He finds Markicic. Markicic back to Pfeiffer. Now over to Butts. Butts from the corner for three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Out of bounds. It's going to be off of Lincolnwood. Wildcats keep the possession. Another sub in for the Lancers. This is Cole Sidwell. Coming out is Will Jenkins. Again, Sidwell, one of those battling the flu this evening. Or some sort of flu bug, I should say. Here's Pfeiffer with it for Mount Olive. He dribbles to his right. Almost handed it off, but keeps it. Now he picks up his dribble, and he's immediately double-teamed. Gets it off to Adam Knowles. Knowles back to Pfeiffer. Back to Knowles, driving baseline. Tipped around. Caleb Butts with it. Now over to Markicic. Now it's back to Pfeiffer at the right wing. Now they'll slow it down just a bit. 3:15 left in the first quarter. Lincolnwood on top of Mount Olive. 9-2 in this regional quarterfinal game. Caleb Butts, corner three, no good. Rebound to Evan Hopper. Lancers with it. Here's Goble pushing the tempo. This Lincolnwood team does like to push the tempo. And Jaden Walker put the ball on the floor, lost it, gets it right back, but then another steal by Mount Olive. And the Wildcats have it with under three left to play in the first quarter. Pfeiffer with it, passes over to Butts at the right wing. Back to Pfeiffer at the left wing. Now good ball movement. Markicic, corner three. Good! Markicic. All five Mount Olive points and timeout called by head coach Cody Betts. Best. 2:36 left to play in the opening quarter. Lincolnwood on top of Mount Olive, 9-5. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Here's a steal by Mount Olive, and they're going to push the tempo right out of the timeout. 9-5, Lincolnwood with the lead. Wildcats with the ball. Here's Pfeiffer with it, dribbling to the top of the arc and nowhere to go. Now he'll slow things down, still looking for some place to go. Picks up his dribble and gets it to Caleb Butts. Now it's over to Markicic in the corner. Back over to Pfeiffer. Coming up on 2 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. The winner of this game advances to play either Greenfield Northwestern or Bunker Hill. That game following this one here at the Woodshed. Oh, good find down low. And that is Blake Schell with his first layup of the game. 9-7, Mount Olive down by just 2 points. They'll immediately apply pressure defense. Here's Sidwell with it for the Lancers. Bounce pass now over to Goble. Goble back over to Sidwell. Corner three, it's up and good. Cole Sidwell's on the board. 12-7, the lead back to 5 for Lincolnwood. 1:25 left in the opening quarter. Markicic bringing it up the floor for Mount Olive. He's immediately met by Braxton Schmedeke. Here's a bounce pass to Markicic, and his layup no good, but a foul on the play, the first on Lincolnwood. Will it be Walker? Yes, it will. Jaden Walker's first. And Trent Markicic heading to the free throw line. No, they're going to say the foul occurred before he was able to fire up the layup. So Mount Olive throwing it in underneath their own basket. Pair of subs in for the Lancers. Back into the game, Will Jenkins and Sam Herman. Herman, another one of those battling a bug. Here's Pfeiffer from the left corner. No good. Rebound to Lincolnwood. Goble brings it down. He gets it across the timeline. Now he'll kick it out in the corner to Herman. Now passes over to Will Jenkins. Jenkins just holding the ball. Now bounce pass attempt to Hopper. Hopper corrals it and then throws it away across the other timeline. And over and back called on the Lancers. Mount Olive will take over, down by 5 points with under a minute to play in the first quarter. You've heard a game from the Nokomis Regional and a pair of games from the Gillespie Regional. Now we are at the Lincolnwood Regional for this nightcap on this Tuesday evening. And a kicked ball now. Mount Olive will keep it. Clock stopped at 40.3 seconds for the first quarter. Devin Brown back into the game for Lincoln Wood. Will Jenkins having a seat. Adam Knowles bringing up the floor for Mount Olive. It's been a fantastic season for Lincoln Wood, 19-11 on the year. Mount Olive trying to put an end to that season tonight. One game has already been played in this Lincoln Wood Regional. That was played last night between Carrollton and Brussels, and Carrollton victorious. So they will play Calhoun tomorrow evening in the semifinals. Clock at 8 seconds in this first quarter. 12-7, Lincoln Wood with the lead, Mount Olive with the ball. Here's Caleb Butts, passes over to Ashton Pfeiffer, got to fire up a shot. Knowles the three at the buzzer, good! What a way to end the first quarter. Adam Knowles buries a three, and after one quarter of play, your score, Lincoln Wood 12, Mount Olive 10. We're right back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Adam Knowles buries it at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. And what could have been a five-point deficit for Mount Olive is now just two as we begin the second quarter here in this regional quarterfinal. Lincoln Wood with the ball, up by 2 points. Cole Sidwell with it for the Lancers, passes over to Sam Herman. Herman over corner three, that is Goble. He missed it, rebound to Mount Olive, and they could tie or take the lead with this possession. Lincoln Wood has led by as many as 7 points this evening. Now it's down by just two, and Mount Olive with the ball. Here is Ashton Pfeiffer with it, as his man is pushing him near midcourt. Now he'll dribble to his left and find Trent Markovic. Markovic, oh, good move. He puts on his defender, and we've got a foul called on Lincoln Wood, their second. No, it's going to be called on Mount Olive, rather, their third. And it's going to be on Caleb Butts, his first. It was an illegal screen they called on the Wildcats senior. So Lincoln Wood will take over with a two-point lead, 7-10 left in the first half. Sean Goble with it. Still a zone defense applied by Mount Olive. Here's Will Jenkins driving. Now he'll kick it out to Devin Brown. Brown over to Goble. Goble driving, crosses over, picks up his dribble. The layup is no good. Rebound to Mount Olive. Adam Knowles brings down the board. Knowles driving, stops, and resets the offense. 6:45 to play in the first half. Mount Olive with the ball, trailing Lincolnwood by two. Pass is tipped out of bounds off of Lincolnwood. Wildcats will keep the possession. Great turnout here at Lincolnwood High School. Lancer fans want to see their team advance to the regional semis. Wildcat fans want to see their team also advance. Again, winner would play the winner of Greenfield Northwestern and Bunker Hill, which will be after this game, but by the time you hear that this game, that game likely will be over. This is Adam Knowles with it for the Wildcats, just dribbling around. He lost the ball, and it worked to his advantage as he found a lane. Now he'll kick it out to Caleb Butts and over to Ashton Pfeiffer, who resets the offense. Cody Best for Mount Olive, barking out the offensive play call. Pfeiffer, looking for an open man, picks up his dribble, and now he'll find Trent Markovic. Markovic, bounce pass over to Butts. Butts, turn around, nowhere to go. He'll try to hand it off to his man, gets it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer driving to his right, now over to Knowles. Good offensive possession, ball is swatted away out of bounds off of Lincolnwood. Mount Olive still with the ball. Nobody has scored here in this second quarter so far. Mount Olive has had the ball for nearly the 2 minutes, 10 seconds that has been played. Nearly all of it. Here's Pfeiffer with it for the Wildcats. Picks up his dribble. It's tipped out. And Mount Olive keeps it. No, they don't. They don't get it. Instead, it's a steal by Lincolnwood. Here is Herman up and no good, but a foul on the play. That is the fourth on the Wildcats. And who's it going to be? It's Markovic with his first. So Herman to the free throw line, shooting two free throws here. The first from the Lincolnwood senior is no good. Neither team still yet to score in this second quarter. Herman's second free throw is on the way. It's good. He's on the board. Makes it a 3-point lead for Lincolnwood. Markovic with it for the Wildcats, gets it across the timeline, immediately met by Sam Herman, but able to, he falls down, able to keep his dribble. Now he calls timeout, unable to get it off as a held ball called, and Mount Olive will keep the possession. Tried to call a timeout to no avail, but fortunately for the Wildcats, they keep it. Mount Olive trailing 13-10, under 5.5 to play in the first half. Oh, good find. Trent Markovic, the floater, no good. Rebound to Sam Herman. Lancers have it. This is Goble pushing the tempo. Goble bringing up the floor. Good jump stop. Shot is no good, but a foul on the play. The fifth on the Wildcats. Who's it going to be? It's going to be Caleb Butts, his second. We'll see if he stays in the game. It looks like he's going to. Sean Goble to the free throw line for the Lancers. He's got 5 of the Lancers' 13 points so far in this game. Make that 6 as he buries the first free throw. Will Jenkins out of the game for Lincoln Wood. Now in is Braxton Schmedeke. Goble's second free throw is on the way. Good. He's got 7. It's 15-10. Lancer lead back to 5. 5:10 left to play in the first half. Markovic bringing up the floor for Mount Olive. Ashton Pfeiffer with it. He's guarded by Goble. Oh, good find to Markovic down low. Immediately ran into Hopper, and Hopper's going to be called with a foul. That's Lincolnwood's second. That's going to be Hopper's first. So Blake Schell waits underneath his own basket to throw in for the Wildcats. He gets it into Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer as best for Mount Olive, head coach for Mount Olive, barking out the offensive play call. Now it's over to Schell. Schell dribbles to his right, now back over to his left, picks it up, he's in trouble, gets it off to Knowles. Knowles finds Markovic down low, right-handed layup, good on the foul! Trent Markovic with 7 points. It's going to be the third foul on Lincolnwood, and they're going to get Sam Herman with his first. So Markovic looking for the old-fashioned three-point play here as Herman back to the bench. Hopper back into the game. 15-12, Lincolnwood leading with 4:40 to play in this first half, but one free throw on the way from Trent Markovic. It is good. He's got 8 points. It's back to a two-point game, 15-13, Lancers with the advantage. Cole Sidwell passes over to Schmedeke in the corner three. It is in and out, no good, and out of bounds off of Lincolnwood. Wildcats with the ball. Boy, that one almost went down. The ball leaps right back over the rim, and it's still a two-point game with the Lancers leading. Markovic bringing up the floor for Mount Olive. Over to Knowles. Knowles will dribble to his right before crossing over to his left. Finds Markovic, and in and out of his hands, Lincolnwood with the steal. This is Sidwell bringing up the floor. Sidwell, layup is no good, out of bounds. Off of Lincolnwood, and it's going to be Wildcat ball. I think Mount Olive got a piece of that one, but the official didn't see it. So the Wildcats take over. Here's Markovic, slowly walking it up the floor. Mount Olive could tie or take the lead on this possession. This is Schell. They're just going to hold on to it until Lincolnwood applies some pressure. Now they do. And now the ball will start moving. Knowles with it for the Wildcats. Dribbles to his right all the way across the floor. Nowhere to go and nobody to get it to. Picks up his dribble. Now he's in trouble. And a timeout called by Mount Olive. 3:38 to play in the first half. Lincolnwood 15, Mount Olive 13. We'll be right back with this regional quarterfinal game after these messages on WSMI. 3:38 to play in the first half. Mount Olive with the ball trailing Lincolnwood 15-13. David Jenkins back with you here at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School. In this regional quarterfinal game, winner plays the winner of Greenfield Northwestern and Bunker Hill, which is immediately following this game here at Lincolnwood. But by the time this game airs, that game likely will be over. Here's Trent Markovic with it for the Cats. He gets it over to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's going to dribble to his right, hand it off to Caleb Butts. Butts passes back to Markovic at the top of the arc, and the Wildcats will reset. Lancers have led by as many as 7, but the lead now is 2. Mount Olive trying to tie or take the lead on this possession. Caleb Butts, corner 3. It's good! Mount Olive with the first lead of the game. Courtesy of Caleb Butts, 16-15, Cats on top. 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Cole Sidwell with it for the Lancers. Over to Schmedeke. Schmedeke dribbles to his right, now gets it to Goebel. Goebel dribbles to his left, then a pass tipped out of bounds off of Mount Olive. Lancers will keep it. John Knowles over there in the crowd tried to catch it, unable to, and it went off his hands. I think he dropped it. And a timeout called on Lincolnwood with 2:46 to play in the first half. Mount Olive, their first lead of the game, 16-15 over Lincolnwood. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. Mount Olive, a 16-15 lead over Lincolnwood in this regional quarterfinal game with 2:46 to play in the first half. Lancers with the ball, and Sean Goebel with it. Dribbling it up the floor, gets it to, I think that's Will Jenkins, and it is. He tried to pass it back to Goebel, but the ball is kicked out of bounds. Lincolnwood will retain the possession. Lincolnwood led for most of this game, has led for most of this game, but Mount Olive just took the lead off of a Caleb Butts 3, and a foul called before the turnover. That's going to be on Mount Olive, their 6th foul. Who's it going to be? It's Ashton Pfeiffer with his first. So each of the Mount Olive starters with a foul. Caleb Butts with 2 for Mount Olive. Here's Sean Goebel, corner 3, no good. Rebound to Sam Herman. His putback, no good. Ball was swatted away, and Mount Olive with the possession now. 2:20 to play in this first half. 16-15. Ashton Pfeiffer picks up his dribble. Ball is knocked out of bounds off of Lincolnwood. Wildcats retain it. Pfeiffer to throw it in. They get it to Markizic. The Cats could, I know they want to, get some insurance here. This is Schell. Schell dribbles around his defender, puts up the floater, no good, and Herman with the rebound. And he gives it to Goebel, who will push the tempo. Now it's over Will Jenkins, the corner 3. It's good! Will Jenkins, and Lincolnwood's back on top. He's got 3. It's 18-16. Lancers back up by 2. Here's Pfeiffer driving. Pfeiffer finds it. Knowles down low. Layup no good. Rebound to Lincolnwood. Jaden Walker pulls it down. Gets it to Goebel. Goebel passes it to Herman. Finds a cutting Walker. Good find. And a run here by Lincolnwood. 4 points for Walker. Pushes the Lincolnwood lead back to 4 at 20-16. 1:25 to play in the first half. Can Mount Olive answer? A mini 4-0 run here by the Lancers. 5-0 run, rather, has Lincolnwood back on top by 4. This is Knowles, dribbles to his left, driving. The layup is no good. Unacrobatic layup, that is. And Lincolnwood with the rebound. Here's Goebel pushing it, and the layup is good. Sean Goebel with 9 points in this game makes it 22-16. Cody Best tells Pfeiffer the play call. Under a minute to play in this game. Will Mount Olive hold for the final shot? Still just down by 6 are the Wildcats. 45 seconds to play. This is Markizic. Almost at midcourt. Gets it to Pfeiffer at the right wing. He's guarded by Herman. Pfeiffer back over to Markizic at midcourt. They're slowing things down. Clock approaching 32 seconds. I think they're going to. They're going to hold. Unless somebody finds something you can't pass up. This is Schell. Got to do something as the official is counting off. Now it's back over to Markizic at the top of the arc. 19 seconds to play in the half. Here's Knowles. Dribbles to his left. The lane is open, but he doesn't take it. Now over to Schell as the ball is tipped out of bounds off of Lincolnwood. Sub in for the Lancers. Cole Sidwell back into the game. Jenkins having a seat. 12 seconds left to play in the first half. Mount Olive with the ball, trailing Lincolnwood 22-16. Markizic to throw it in. Trying to find his man, Pfeiffer. It's knocked away, and Knowles has it. 10 seconds. They have a man advantage. It's back to Pfeiffer. Finds Schell down low. Missed the layup, but a foul called with 5 seconds to play in the first half. The fourth on Lincolnwood. It's going to be Jaden Walker with his second. And it'll be Blake Schell to the free throw line, shooting two free throws here. The first is good. Schell's got three. Makes it a five-point game at the moment, 22-17. Lincolnwood almost got caught with six players on the court. But they get off just in time. And now we're ready for the second free throw. Schell's second free throw is on the way. It is no good off the back iron. Still a five-point game, 4 seconds, clock at three. Goble fires the three from the top of the arc. It's no good. And the first half comes to a close. After two quarters, your score, Lincolnwood 22, Mount Olive 17. You're listening to WSMI coverage of the Class 1A Lincolnwood Regional. We're right back after these messages.
6.1.
Lincolnwood earned the four seed in their subsectional on the strength of a 19-win regular season. But right now they're in a dogfight against 14th-seeded Mount Olive as we begin the second half. The Lancers a 22-17 lead over the Wildcats. And Lincolnwood will begin the second half with the ball. And right out of the gate, Sam Herman, his first field goal of the game. He's got three. Makes it a 24-17 lead. A seven-point ball game, matching the largest lead of the night for the Lancers. Largest lead of the night for either team, as Mount Olive's biggest lead was only one, and it was brief. This is Blake Schell for the Wildcats, just holding the ball, looking for a man to get open, and finally, Trent Markovic does. Gets it over to Ashton Pfeiffer. Markovic driving to his left. Layup is no good. And Adam Knowles pulls it down for the Wildcats. And Caleb Butts fires a three, no good, but gets his own rebound. And Mount Olive will keep it. A good possession here offensively for the Wildcats. But they are down by seven in the third quarter of this regional quarterfinal game. And there's a moving screen called on Caleb Butts. And that was obvious. His third foul of the game, the first on Mount Olive in this half. So Lincolnwood takes over now, 24-17, Lancers with the lead, 6:40 to play in the third quarter. Here is Goble. Goble driving for the Lancers, kicks it out to Sidwell, the three from the right wing, no good, and Knowles with it for the Wildcats. Looks up, finds Pfeiffer in the corner. No good, or he doesn't even try to attempt the shot. Now he'll dribble to his right and find Knowles blocked from behind. And Lincolnwood with the ball. Goble pushing the tempo. He's going to take it himself with the layup. It is good, and the foul. Sean Goble's got 11. He'll head to the free throw line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. That's the second foul of the half on Mount Olive. It's going to be on Trent Markovic, his second. Basket count, says official Dan Smith. Of course it did. Goble at the line. His free throw is good. He's got 12. He's also 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Makes it a 10-point lead for Lincolnwood, their largest of the evening. Here's Markovic for Mount Olive. Markovic dribbling to his left, gets it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, nowhere to go, picks up his dribble. Now gets it to Schell, and Schell was just pushed out of the way by Evan Hopper. That's going to be the first foul of the half on Lincolnwood. It'll be the second to Hopper. Caleb Butts to throw it in for Mount Olive. Here's Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer dribbles to his left, gets it to Markovic. Markovic driving to his right. The floater, no good. Rebound to Lincolnwood. Now the Lancers could add on to that 10-point lead. Here's Herman, the layup. It is good! Herman's got five, and a timeout called by Cody Best, as the largest lead of the night is 12 for Lincolnwood. 5:38 to play in the third quarter. Lincolnwood leading Mount Olive 29-17. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. On WSMI, in this regional quarterfinal game from Lincolnwood High School, the Lancers of Lincolnwood leading Mount Olive 29-17. The Wildcats with the ball. And the Lancers have started the third quarter with a 7-0 run to push this lead to double digits. Trent Markovic with it for the Wildcats. Gives it to Blake Schell. Schell turns around and drives, and a foul called on the layup attempt. That is going to be the second on Lincolnwood. They will give it to Cole Sidwell, his first. So Schell will shoot a pair here, trying to stop the bleeding for the Wildcats. The first free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Schell now 1-for-3 from the charity stripe this evening. Sub in for Lincolnwood. That is Braxton Schmedeke. Cole Sidwell having a seat. Second free throw from Schell is on the way. It's good. He's got 4. It's an 11-point lead for Lincolnwood, 29-18. Here's a pass from Evan Hopper right into the hands of Trent Markovic for Mount Olive. And the Wildcats take over with 5:14 to play in the third. Pfeiffer with it for the Wildcats. Looking for an open man, nowhere to go. Picked up his dribble, now gets it to Knowles. Knowles met by Schmedeke. Dribbles to his right and gives it to Pfeiffer. 5 minutes to play in the third. Here's Pfeiffer, driving baseline. Tries to find an open man. Missed him, overthrew him, and Lincolnwood with the possession now. Here's Goble with it. Goble passes over to Evan Hopper at the right wing. Now back to Goble. Zone defense applied by Mount Olive. Goble drives. Now over to Herman. Herman, the layup is good. Herman's got 6 points in this third quarter, 7 for the game. And it's a 31-18 lead for Lincolnwood. 13, the largest of the night for the Lancers. Here's Markovic. Markovic driving baseline. His layup is good. He's got 10 points. It's 31-20. Back to an 11-point ball game. Goble gets it across the timeline. Dribbles to the arc, now to his left, and picks it up. Nobody's going to apply a pressure, though, and now willingly give it to, or freely give it to, Schmedeke. Now back to Goble, down low to Herman. Turnaround, back to Schmedeke in the corner. Good ball movement here by the Lancers. Goble driving to his right, layup no good. Rebound to the Wildcats. 2-on-1 fast break for Mount Olive, and Adam Knowles with the layup. It's no good, and a blocking foul called on Lincolnwood. The Lancers' third foul of the half. They got Hopper with his third. He may have to have a seat. As Adam Knowles going to be shooting a pair here. First is no good. Costly misses here at the free throw line. Herman and Hopper heading out for Lincolnwood. Jenkins and Brown back into the game. Adam Knowles looking to make his second free throw here would be a 10-point ball game if he does, and he does. So he's got 4 points. It's 31-21. Lincolnwood still up by 10. Here's Goble over to Schmedeke. Schmedeke almost picked up his foot. Instead, he puts it on the floor. Over to Goble. Goble dribbles to his left, looking for an open man. Finds Schmedeke, who goes to his right. Back to Goble. Good ball movement by the Lancers. 3:20 to play in the third. Bounce pass down low intended for Brown. It's stolen by Mount Olive, and Adam Knowles with the fast break. Brings it up the floor, gets it to Caleb Butts. Butts playing with 3 fouls in this game for Mount Olive. Good find down low. Adam Knowles with his first field goal of the half. He's got 6. 31-23. Lead now 8 for Lincolnwood. Under 3 to play in the third. Schmedeke, bounce pass over to Jenkins. Corner 3 blocked. Out of bounds off of Mount Olive. Lincolnwood will keep it. Jenkins was wide open, but good block there by Adam Knowles. So Devin Brown to throw it in for the Lancers. Gets it to Goble. Goble drives to his left. Layup is good, and the foul. Goble with 14. He'll head to the free throw line after the third Mount Olive foul of the half. That's the fourth on Caleb Butts. We're going to leave him in, though. So Caleb Butts with 2:47 to play in the third quarter, going to play with four fouls. He has got to be careful. The free throw from Sean Goebel is off the back iron, no good. Tipped to a Lancer, and Lincolnwood keeps the possession. And a held ball, possession arrow favoring Mount Olive. That was the first miss from the free throw line this evening for Sean Goebel. He's got 14 points, though. It's a 10-point lead for the Lancers. Ashton Pfeiffer to throw it in. They give it to Trent Markizic, bringing it up the floor. He will get it across the timeline. 2.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. A 10-point lead for Lincolnwood. Mount Olive with the basketball, and the ball's knocked out of bounds off of the Lancers. Wildcats will retain it. Ashton Pfeiffer gets it in to Markizic. Come to think of it, I don't think I've seen Mount Olive sub yet in this game. I could be wrong. Could be misremembering, as there's a foul called on Lincolnwood, their fourth of the half. Is that Walker? Yes, it was. That's Walker's third. So he'll head to the bench. Sidwell back into the game. Now another late sub for Lincolnwood. Herman into the game. Devin Brown having a seat. So Blake Shell to throw it in for Mount Olive. Gets it to Markizic. 2:16 to play in the third quarter. Wildcats trailing the Lancers by 10. 33-23 your score. Adam Knowles tries to pass it. It's swatted right back into his hands, but he does keep it. And we've got an offensive foul. Yes, indeed. Fourth of the half on Mount Olive. The second on Knowles. And Mount Olive head coach Cody Best having a word with the official. So Lincolnwood will take over with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. We've had a 10-point lead for a while for the Lancers. They'll try to add on. It's been as big as 13 for Lincolnwood. Here's Goebel. Over to Schmedeke. Now Sidwell in the corner. Driving. Now back to Goebel. Over to Schmedeke. Back to Goebel. Good ball movement here. Mount Olive still in that zone defense. Goebel driving. Gets to Schmedeke. From the left wing, it is no good. In and out. Offensive board to Goebel. His putback is good. He's got 16. Makes it a 12-point ball game. 35-23. Lancers on top. 85 seconds to play in the third quarter. It has been all Lincolnwood in this third quarter as they had just a 5-point halftime lead. Lancers have outscored the Wildcats 12-6 in this quarter. A missed three by Mount Olive and a rebound to Lincolnwood, and the Lancers can do some more damage here. Here's Goebel. Bounce pass down low in or through the hands of Sam Herman, and Mount Olive will take over. Into the game for the first time for Lincolnwood, Brady Whalen. Also back in for Lincolnwood, Devin Brown. 35-23, Lincolnwood up by 12 with 53 seconds to play in the third. Mount Olive with the ball. Winner of this game advances to the regional semis, which will be played tomorrow night. They will play the winner of Greenfield Northwestern and Bunker Hill, which follows this game here this evening. Here's Knowles with it for the Wildcats. Passes over to Markizic. Markizic dribbles to his left, now crosses over to his right. Double team, passes to Caleb Butts. Puts the ball on the floor, and this shot, no good, swatted out of bounds. And it'll stay Mount Olive ball. Markizic going to throw it in for the Wildcats. Clock stopped at 27.1 seconds. And they throw it in to Pfeiffer, who tries to find Markizic. It's immediately stolen by Goebel. He takes it the length of the floor. He's got 18 now, and it's a 14-point lead for the Lancers, 37-23. 12 seconds to play in the third quarter. Markizic likely holding for the final shot. Clock at 7 seconds. Got to do something. They need to end the quarter on a high note. Markizic driving. 3 seconds. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound to Lincolnwood. And that's how the third quarter will end. After three, your score, Lincolnwood 37, Mount Olive 23. We're right back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Mount Olive has showed well in this game, though, and they do have a relatively young lineup. They started three sophomores, one junior, and one senior. And here is Brady Whalen, who fires a jumper. It's no good. Evan Hopper steals it right out of the defender's hands and puts it back. It's no good. Rebound to Mount Olive. Caleb Butts brings it down. Mount Olive needs an excellent quarter here. They trail by 14, their largest deficit of the night. Here's Butts. Gets it over to Knowles. Knowles will drive to his right. Lost the ball and a foul called on Lincolnwood, the fifth. Who is it? It's going to be Will Jenkins with his first. In case you're just joining us, Caleb Butts for Mount Olive playing with four fouls. He picked it up with 3 minutes and change left in the third quarter. Here's Ashton Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, pass down low to Markovic, stops and fires, and it's good. Off the glass and in. He's got 12. 37-25, the deficit for Mount Olive, now 12. Under 7 to play in the game. Here's Whalen. Over to Sidwell. Back to Whalen. Passes to Herman at the charity stripe. Back to Whalen. Good ball movement here by the Lancers. Whalen just dribbling around looking for an open man. He finds Hopper at the top of the arc. Resetting things. Hopper has some space. He'll take advantage. He drives. Hopper's layup is no good. Rebound tipped around. Who's got it? It's Shell for Mount Olive. He'll attempt the fast break layup. It is no. It is dead. Oh, it does go in. Woo. That was close. Shell's got 6 points. Back to a 10-point ball game, 37-27. Whalen with it, passes to Sidwell. Sidwell, met by Pfeiffer. Sidwell drives to his right, passes to Herman, and a timeout called by Lincolnwood coach Matt Milberg. 6:07 to play in the ball game. Lincolnwood a 37-27 lead. Don't go anywhere. We should have an exciting finish here on WSMI right after this. Well, Lincolnwood has the basketball with 6:07 left in the game, leading Mount Olive 37-27 in this regional quarterfinal game. Sean Goble with it, passes to Sam Herman in the corner. Goble leads all scorers in this game with 18 points. He has it in the corner. Now he'll drive baseline, and he is just grabbed there. And a hell ball called. Woo! Knowles had both arms around him. The Lancer fans fired up. I don't blame them. But a hell ball called, so Mount Olive will take over on the possession. Interesting. 37-27. Lincolnwood with the lead. Mount Olive with the ball. Ashton Pfeiffer with it for the Wildcats. Pfeiffer going to drive to his right, and he is tripped up, and that's going to be the sixth foul called on the Lancers. Who is it? It's Brady Whalen with his first. It may very well have been a held ball, for all I know, but I saw Adam Knowles with his right arm wrapped around Sean Goble as he was driving to the basket. So it looked like a foul. Nevertheless, here's Adam Knowles at the other end with a layup, and it's back to a single-digit game. Knowles with 8, 37-29. An 8-point lead for the Lancers was as large as 14. Here's Herman with it. Over to Goble. Man-to-man defense for Mount Olive. Here's Hopper. Hopper driving to his right. The layup no good. Rebound to Butts. And the Wildcats have it. Looking to chip away at this deficit even more. Knowles thought about three before receiving the pass completely. And now it's Pfeiffer with it. Almost lost it. Picks up his dribble. Gets it back to Knowles. Mount Olive playing a little bit frantic here. Got to be careful. They don't want to lose it, as they're still trying to chip away at this Lancer lead. The ball is loose. Blake Shell finds it for the Wildcats. His jumper no good, and a foul called on the floor on Lincolnwood, I believe. That'll be the seventh foul on the Lancers. It's Evan Hopper, and that is his fourth. So should be 1-1. It will be. Who's going to be shooting free throws? I didn't see who was the victim of the foul. It was Trent Markovic. Markovic with 12 points so far in this game. A sub for Mount Olive as Josh Klotz into the game. Caleb Butts having a seat. We'll likely see those two flip-flop the rest of the way as, again, Butts playing with four fouls. So So Markovic at the free throw line for the 1-1. It is good. He's got 13. A 7-point lead for Lincoln Wood. Markovic's second free throw is good. He's got 14, lead down to 6, 37-31. 4:46 to play in the game. Lancers with the ball and a now 6-point lead in this regional quarterfinal. And a steal by Ashton Pfeiffer, and Mount Olive could get it down to 4 or 3 here. Here's Adam Knowles, corner 3, it is no good. Rebound tipped around, who's got it? Pfeiffer, and we've got a held ball here, and Lincoln Wood will take over. Knowles 3 had a lot of arc under there, couldn't get it to drop. And the rebound corralled by both players, or a pair of players, on opposing teams. And the possession arrow favored Lincoln Wood. So the Lancers catch a break there. Still a 6-point lead with 4:20 to play in the game. Here's Goble driving to his right. The layup is good, and the foul! Goble's got 20. And he's headed to the free throw line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. That's the fifth foul on Mount Olive. I didn't see who they got it, who they gave it to. They gave it to Pfeiffer with his second. Caleb Butts back into the game for the Wildcats. Klotz back to the bench. Goebel's free throw to make it a 9-point lead. No good off the front of the rim, but offensive rebound. And the putback by the Lancers is good. That's Jaden Walker. He's got 6, and it's a 10-point lead. What a game this has been so far. Mount Olive got it down to 6, and now it's back to 10 for Lincoln Wood. Here's Markovic driving to his left, driving. The layup is good. Markovic with 16. 41-33, lead back to 8. Both these fan bases fired up here at Lincoln Wood High School. Here is Goble driving. It's good! Sean Goble, 22 in this game, back to a 10-point Lancer lead. Pfeiffer with it, right into the hands of Goble. He's going to try the fast break layup, almost lost it. The layup is no good, but he is fouled on the play. By losing that ball, he cost himself an easy layup. That's the sixth foul called on Mount Olive. And it's called on Trent Markovic, his third. So Goble to the free throw line, shooting 2 here. He's already got 22 in this game. And it's good. Make it 23. Also 4 of 5 from the free throw line so far. And 4 of 6 now as he misses the second. Rebound missed by Mount Olive, and player for the Wildcats fell. That was Blake Schell as he went down hard, and he is in pain. And officials call a timeout as he's going to head to the bench as he's barely able to stay on his feet for right now. So the lead for Lincoln Wood at 11, 44-33 your score. Mount Olive with the ball. 3:20 to play in this ball game. Markovic bringing across the floor for the Wildcats. There's Klotz for 3, corner 3, what a shot. He's on the board. It's 44-36, back to a single-digit lead. Approaching 3:05 to play in the game. Here's Goble, over to Sidwell in the corner. Winner advances to the regional semis tomorrow night here at Lincolnwood. Goble with it, guarded by Markovic. Markovic and Butts for Mount Olive playing in foul trouble. Markovic has 3, Butts has 4. And a foul called on the floor, I believe. That's going to be on Ashton Pfeiffer, his third, the 7th. On Mount Olive, so to the free throw line is Sam Herman. Shooting the 1-1. As Blake Schell coming back into the game. It's his time on the bench, brief. Klotz having a seat. So Herman at the free throw line for the 1-1 here. Lincolnwood momentarily an 8-point lead, 44-36. His first is good. Herman's got 8. Makes it a 9-point game. Winner of this game awaits the winner of Greenfield Northwestern and Bunker Hill, which follows this one here this evening at Lincolnwood High School. Herman's second free throw, no good. In and out and tipped out of bounds off of Mount Olive. That was costly. And Lincolnwood will take back over. The rebound was there. The opportunity was there for Pfeiffer. And he tipped it, couldn't hang on to it, and it went out of bounds. So Lincolnwood to throw it in underneath their own basket. Walker gets it in to Goble, who fires down low to Herman. Herman's shot's blocked and rebound to Mount Olive. Knowles with it, bringing up the floor with his left hand. Fast break. He's coming up with authority over to Pfeiffer from the right wing. It's no good. And the rebound to Lincolnwood. 2:25 to play in the game, and when do you start thinking about fouling if you're Mount Olive? Of course, you got quite a few of your starters and your regulars playing in foul trouble. Lincolnwood already in the bonus. Here's Devin Brown. His butt's giving him plenty of space. He can't foul because he's got 4. Here's Goble. Over to Herman. Herman drives. Now over to Brown. Brown is not a 3-point threat. It does not appear this evening. Here's Sidwell driving to his right. Oh, he took too many steps but got away with it and missed the layup and a rebound to Mount Olive. Here's Knowles in the corner 3. It is good! Adam Knowles! He needed that. Mount Olive needed that. He's got 11, and it's now a 6-point Lincolnwood lead with 1:50 left in the game. Timeout on the floor by Mount Olive. Don't go anywhere as it is 45-39 Lincolnwood here on WSMI. We're right back after these messages. Has the ball out of the timeout with 1:50 to play in the game. They lead Mount Olive by 6. Your score 45-39 after the 3 by Adam Knowles. Full court pressure applied here by the Lancers, and the Lancers break, or excuse me, by Mount Olive, and the Lancers break it easily. An opportunity for a layup, and it is Jaden Walker with 2. He's got 8 now. Back to an 8-point lead, 47-39. A little bit more cushion for the Lancers. Here's Markovic driving and a foul on the floor. That's going to be called on Lincolnwood, their 8th. Who is it? It's going to be Sam Herman with his 2nd. Not a problem for this deep Lincolnwood team. Caleb Butts checking back in for Mount Olive. To the bench is Josh Klotz, who hit a huge 3 moments ago. Now it's Trent Markovic at the free throw line. His first is good. Man, ice water in his veins. He's got 17 now. And 3 for 3 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 4 for 4 in the game. Second free throw from Markovic. It is good. 18 now. And a 6-point lead for Lincolnwood, who has the ball. This is Sean Goble with 1:23 left to play in the game. Over to Herman. Now it's Goble at the other corner. Now over to Hopper, guarded by Butts. He can't foul because he's got 4. Now they'll give it to Sidwell at the top of the arc. They're trying to foul. It's going to be Markovic who commits his 4th. Now you're really running out of players to foul. It's going to be Evan Hopper headed to the free throw line. 47-41, Lincolnwood with the lead with 1:09 to play in the game. Evan Hopper shooting free throws. That, by the way, the 8th foul on Mount Olive. Both teams with 8 fouls in the second half. Hopper's first free throw is no good. Off the back of the rim, rebound to Mount Olive, and Blake Schell had it, and it is a... They called a held ball instead of a foul. Or did they call the foul? It is a foul. Okay. It looked like a foul. That's the 9th on Lincolnwood. And it is on Sidwell, which is his 2nd. A couple seconds later, it would have been a held ball, but just got a piece of the wrist of Blake Schell. So he's headed to the free throw line for the 1-1. He misses off the front of the rim. Rebound to Lincolnwood. Costly miss by Blake Schell. Still a 6-point lead with 1 minute to play in the game. Here's Sam Herman. They got a foul. Only a couple players able to foul for Mount Olive. Sean Goble driving. He lays it up and in. Goble with 25 in this game, back to an 8-point lead. Here's Pfeiffer with it, gets it to Markezich, over to Knowles. Knowles lost the ball, Markezich has it. Markezich, the floater is no good, rebound to Lincolnwood. And the Lancers will have it and likely able to dribble it out instead of foul called here on Mount Olive again. The ninth on the Wildcats. Who'd they give it to? They gave it to Ashton Pfeiffer, his fourth. 49-41, Lancers with the lead. And Sean Goble at the free throw line shooting the 1-1. The first is good. He's got 26 now. Makes it a 9-point game with 32 seconds left. This one just about over now. Second free throw from Goble. What a performance by that young man. Second is good. He's got 27 for the evening. Markezich bringing up the floor for the Wildcats. 29 seconds left. A 10-point lead for the Lancers. Markezich, the three from the top of the arc. No good. Rebound to the Lancers. And that'll just about do it as Mount Olive will call off the Dogs or the Cats in this circumstance. No, they won't. They're still going to try to foul, apparently. Now with 12 seconds, they do call off the Dogs, and that's going to be the ball game. Lincolnwood will advance to the regional semis with a 10-point victory. Your final score, 51-41, Lancers over Mount Olive.